In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Do you know that God loves you today? Do you know that he sent his son to die on the cross for you, in place of you? Oh, we all deserve to die on the cross. But he was the substitute for our sins. And he washes us clean. How? With his precious blood. Do you know that you're loved today? You say, I don't feel loved. I'm telling you, the Bible tells us we are loved. I have loved you with an everlasting love. When we pray the Hail Holy Queen, we say, you know, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Do you know the promises of Christ? Like one promises, I have everlasting love to give you. I have everlasting life to give you. That I have died on the cross for you and rose from the dead. Do you know that today? That the Lord really loves you today. If you were the only one on earth, he would have gone to the cross for you because of his love. Because of his love. I'm looking at Luke 21, verse 34. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of life. What are you worrying about today? Like, come on. What are you worrying about today? Yesterday, the Lord told me, trust me in a certain thing that's got to happen. Trust me. Not worry. Don't worry about it. Worry will do nothing. Worrying is useless. Just trust Jesus. Oh, yes. What are you worried about today? It doesn't help you. As a matter of fact, it hurts you. Jesus is in charge of life. Do you have him in charge of your life? Is he the Lord of your life? Then you have nothing to worry about. Oh, I'm afraid to die. I'm going to tell you, my mother was afraid to die until she had to die. And she said, I want to go home. And she wasn't talking about East Boston. She was talking about heaven. Oh, don't be afraid of death, because God is love, and he forgives our sins. That's why we have the sacrament of confession, that we admit that we are sinners and that Jesus died in our place. Hallelujah. Worries of this life and that day will catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things, or all the things that lead up to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. That will take place and be able to stand before the Son of Man. I tell you, I'm going to stand before the Son of Man, washed in the blood of Jesus. Washed in the blood of Jesus. Are you going to stand before the Son of Man? You say, but I'm a good person. But you know what? Are you washed in the blood? How do I do that? To say, Lord, wash me in your blood. I'm a sinner. Wash me in your blood. I give you my life. I give you my life. I give you my life. Every day he was teaching in the temple, and at night he would go out and spend the night on the Mount of Olives. What do you think he was doing on the Mount of Olives? Catching olives? No. He's praying. And all the people would get up early in the morning and listen to him in the temple. Yes, because he spoke with authority. Yes, because he spoke with love. Yes, because he is the Lord. He's not like the scribes. He's not like the Pharisees. He speaks with authority. Chapter 22. Now the festival of unleavened bread, which is called the Passover, was near. The chief priests and the scribes were looking for a way to put Jesus to death. For they were afraid of the people. Why? Because the people would get up and listen to him in the temple. And they said, this guy talks with authority. He doesn't talk like the Pharisees, doesn't talk like the Sadducees, doesn't talk like other people who teach, the scribes, doesn't talk like that. They just speak words out of a book. But he makes the book alive because he is the Word made flesh. Do you know that today? Jesus is the Word made flesh. The devil, Satan, entered into Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12. He went away and conferred with the chief priests and officers of the temple police about how he might betray Jesus to them. They were greatly pleased and agreed to give him money. Oh, filthy Luca, money. I tell you, he betrayed Jesus for some silver. Nothing is worth betraying Jesus of. And you know what? We all betray Jesus when we sin. But Jesus is the propitiation for our sin. He is the sacrifice for our sin. That's why we have the sacrament of penance. So he consented and began to look for an opportunity to betray Jesus to them. When no crowd was present, then came the day of unleavened bread on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. We know who the Passover lamb is. We remember what John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. But they're talking about a bah lamb. So Jesus sent Peter and John saying, go into and prepare the Passover meal for us that we may eat of it. They asked Jesus, where do you want us to make preparations for it? Listen, he said to them, when you have entered the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Well, only women carried the water, so this is going to be very clear. And follow this man into the house he enters, and say to the owner of the house, the teacher asks you, where is your guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? Jesus knew there would be a man walking, carrying water. And he knew this man would be the one that's going to go to the place where he's going to celebrate the Passover. He will show you a large room upstairs, already furnished. Make preparations for us there. So they went and found everything as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When the hour came, verse 14, chapter 22, he took his place at the table and the apostles with him, and he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. When he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. Then he took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And he did the same with the cup after supper, saying, this is the cup that is poured out for you in my blood. Hallelujah. Let's look at what John says in his sixth chapter. Chapter 6, verse 47. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, in the wilderness, and they all died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that the one who eats the bread and will not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Jesus means what he says. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give you for the life of the world to come is my flesh. Oh yes, that we receive the flesh and blood of Jesus Christ at the Eucharist. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? So Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. That's what Jesus said. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever. Hallelujah. He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. We're going to continue. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" Disciples are people that left everything to follow Jesus. Do you think Jesus is going to call them back when they leave? Not on your life. Why? Because he meant what he said, and he said what he meant. But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, he said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken are spirit and life. But among you there are some who do not believe, for Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe." I tell you, he says, "As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes in glory." Not as seldom, but often. And who was the one who would betray him? He knew. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by my Father." Because of this, because he said, "Eat my flesh and drink my blood," many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. They were not Sunday Catholics. They were people that had followed Jesus and given up everything. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you wish to go away too?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God." Jesus answered them, "Did I choose you, the 12? Yet one of you was a devil." He was speaking of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, for he, though one of the 12, was going to betray him. Do you know that Jesus didn't call them back? Why? Why didn't he call them back? Because he meant what he said, and he said what he meant. "This cup is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood." What about this new covenant? We look at Jeremiah 31:31. "The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel." It's in the blood of Jesus. "And the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with your ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. The covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." Hallelujah. The new and eternal covenant is in the blood of Jesus. Do you know that today? Do you know that today, that the new and eternal covenant is in the blood of Jesus? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's continue. "This cup is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. But see, the one who betrays me is with me, and his hand is on the table. For the Son of Man is going as it has been determined, but woe to the one by whom he is betrayed." Then they began to ask one another which one of them it would be who would do this. Well, Jesus doesn't tell them. a dispute arose among them. This is crazy. They followed Jesus for 3 years, and now there's a dispute who's the greatest one that's following Jesus. Jesus is, says, oh, it's foolish. You could see why Jesus had to die. Even the apostles had no idea about being the last, because they thought a dispute arose among them as to which of them would be regarded as the greatest. But he said to them, kings and Gentiles lord it over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Rather, the greatest among you must become like the youngest, and the leader among you one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at table or the one who serves? Is it not the one at table? But I have come among you as one who serves. Okay, let's look at that. This happened when he was offering his body and blood. But before that, chapter 13 of John. Now before Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were his in the world, he loved them to the end. And the devil had already put into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. I tell you, that was the job of the slave. Jesus has come as one who serves. Peter says, you're not going to wash me. And Jesus said, if I do not wash you, you have no part in me. If I do not wash you in my blood, he means, you have no part in me. For who is greater, the one who is at table or the one who serves? Is it not the one at table? But I have come among you, how? As the one who serves. You are those who have stood by me in my trials, and I confer on you, just as the Father has conferred on me, a kingdom, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. This is the apostles. They will judge the 12 tribes of Israel. Simon, Simon, verse 31. Listen, Satan has demanded to sift you all like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your own faith may not fail, and you, when you once have turned back, strengthen your brothers. Yes, the devil wanted to sift all the apostles, especially Peter, like wheat. But Jesus said, I've prayed for you. Oh yes, right now, at the right hand of the Father, Jesus is praying for you. Right now, at the right hand of the Father, Jesus is praying for you. Do you know that today? You have a prayer partner at the right hand of the Father. He ever lives to make intercession for you. And he said to them, and he said to him, Lord, I'm all ready to go to prison and even to death, Peter said. Jesus said, I tell you, Peter, the cock will not crow this day until you have denied me three times that you even know me. You know how weak we are. How weak we are. Peter said, I don't know the man. I don't know the man. Let's see. He said to them, when I sent you out without a purse, bag, or sandals, did you lack anything? They said, no, not one thing. He said to them, but now the one who has a purse must take it, and likewise a bag, and the one who has a sword must sell his cloak and buy one. For I tell you, the scripture must be fulfilled in me, that he was counted among the lawless, and indeed that is written about me is being fulfilled. They said, Lord, look here, our two swords. He replied, that's enough. And he came out and went as he was his custom to the Mount of Olives. What do you think he's going to do with the Mount of Olives? He's going to pray. But he is going to start receiving the sins of the world in the Mount of Olives. And the disciples followed him. And when he reached the place, he said to them, pray that you may not come into temptation. Then he withdrew from them from a stone's throw, knelt down and prayed, Father, if you are willing to remove this cup from me, but not my will, but your will be done. What's he saying? I don't want to die. No. He was receiving the sins of the world in the Garden of Gethsemane. And you want to know what? He was asking for help, and we're going to see that he got help. But your will be done. Then an angel from heaven appeared to him and gave him strength. In his anguish, he prayed more eagerly, and sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. When he got up from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. Why were they sleeping? It was heavy. It was a heaviness in that Gethsemane place. And they were feeling a drop of what Jesus was feeling. Jesus drawing into himself all the sins of the world. It started at Gethsemane. He found them sleeping because of grief. And he said to them, why are you sleeping? Get up and pray that you may not enter into temptation. Oh yes, how we need to pray. How we need to give our lives to Jesus. How we need to make time for God. While he was still speaking, suddenly a crowd came, and the one called Judas, who was one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus and kissed him. But Jesus said to him, Judas, is it with a kiss that you are betraying the Son of Man? When those who were around him saw what was coming, they asked, Lord, should we strike with the sword? Then one of them struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said, no more of this. And he touched his ear and healed him. I tell you, Jesus even heals the very people that are bringing him to death. Let's see what we've learned today. The new and eternal covenant is in the blood of Jesus. In the blood of Jesus. We are called to eat his flesh and drink his blood. Amen. You might say, I only receive the body of Christ, but within the body of Christ is the blood of Christ. Oh yes, how important it is to celebrate the Eucharist. St. Paul says, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim, make present the death of the Lord until he comes. You make present the death of the Lord until he comes. What else have we learned today? We're not to worry. Worrying is useless. If we're not to worry, we have to put something in its place. It's called trust. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Rely not on your own understanding. Trust the Lord. He is worthy of your trust. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word, Mary said. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary. Hail Mary, and pitched his tent among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Worrying is useless. Just trust Jesus. He's worthy of our trust. He has nails in his hands and in his feet. And not only did he have nails, but he was pierced with the sword. I tell you, he is worthy of your trust. Do not worry. It doesn't do anything. As a matter of fact, it makes us negative. It is time for us to trust the Lord. And you say, it's so difficult. You put your hand in his hands and say, I trust you, Lord Jesus, by the grace of the living God. May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.